Okay, let's call call to session the Port of Sykes Law Commission meeting Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. It is now 7:02. All commissioners here except Mike Buchwald. We haven't heard from him, so he could show up, but we have four. No public comment. Approval of the agenda by consent. Any problems with the agenda? Hearing none, it's approved. Approval of the minutes by consent. Did we look at the minutes from last? Hearing no concerns, they're approved by consent. Kelly, would you like to give us an insight? Well,
financial
checks were printed in January were $175,209.88. $80,000 of that was our annual insurance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Occupancy for the campground was down 2% from last year, and mortgage was still up 9% from last year. And then Mike's question from...
Here he is.
And there he is.
We just got started. We just approved the agenda and the minutes. Let the record show that Mike Buchwald is now present.
And so, Mike, if you go to the financials and behind... So the third sheet in, you wanted to know the bank statement balances as of 6/30/23 to compare to the budget.
Yeah.
It's that one right there. So this page here is the third page in on your financials.
Largely the white sheet with a lot of dollars represented.
Behind tab 3. Yeah.
It's behind 3.
Yeah. Tab 3, and then the third page in. There you go. So the total for the general fund, which includes the checking and the general MMA, $2,435,263.
Well, you got really close.
And then for the cap reserve MMA for the capital maintenance fund on 6/30/23, bank statement balance was $276,442.
Okay.
That's a separate figure from this.
Yeah, that's a separate figure.
You know an accountant who can do those numbers for you? Oh, you're retired now.
I'm not completely retired.
By the way, congratulations.
He's going to ride off in the sunset.
Do you you still use your same email? You've been getting my emails through the Buchwald?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's all I have for finances.
Did you get your port email figured out?
No, I don't know how to do that.
We don't have those anymore anyway.
I don't think
we don't. No one's using the tablets.
No using the tablets.
That's right, we're not.
I need to bring my tablet in and give it to you, otherwise you're going to charge me for it.
No, I don't think we'd charge you for it.
We might have lost.
If I didn't bring it back.
We might have lost a couple of them.
Any other questions for Kelly? Hearing none? Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
That was easy. Dave, local government law group.
This is that law group that we've been in contact, and Craig has been doing a lot of the legwork on this. He had made contact with them through the Port of Umpqua when I was out on leave, and so I'd ask Craig to do this presentation. So I'm going to...
So, we contacted the Port of Umpqua and asked them who they use, and they gave us this recommendation. So, we contacted them, and they gave us, you know, here's the proposal. It's basically a law firm on Oak Street, Eugene. There's six of them. They basically work with public entities. So, I reached out to Special Districts, Spencer Rockwell, one of the legal guys, and he said, that is an absolute great fit. They do a lot of work for the districts that they represent. So I wanted to make sure that we didn't have to go out for an RFP due to time constraints. We don't have to. We can simply hold a vote in an open meeting like this and appoint them as our council of record.
Do they have a retainer?
No, they do have a fee schedule. It's on page 2 behind tab 4.
Tab 4 is that where we're going? Okay.
And so, you know, just like any of them, it's, I don't know what brewers charge, to be honest with you. Right. And apparently a lot of brewers' accounts or clients have migrated to the local government, to this law group.
What's the name of this law group?
The local government law group. Yeah. Oh. And, you know, they're local, and we have to do something because brewer's gone. And my thought was, they come pretty well recommended. I don't know anything about them, but we could try them. And if we want to continue the search, we can, you know, we continue the search. The problem that we could run into is they also do work with the city of Florence. That's the only caveat, that they could get into a conflict of interest if we were, and so.
They would choose them over us.
Because they're their client. So then we would have to find different representation. So that's the one piece I don't like in looking at this. So if we wanted to, we could appoint these guys a general counsel, and then we could continue the search.
I know that our original attorney, when you guys started, was Jim Wolf, and that was the same conflict. They represented the city at that time also, and I think that's why we went to Brewer, is because they retired also, didn't they? Jim Wolf retire?
The one we were working with did, but this is the same company that he worked for.
Yes. So we're going back. We would be going back to our original firm that did represent us at one point.
Mm-hmm. So what is it? First come, first serve.
Yeah,
that's what I would. That's what my question is.
Yeah. And so, but
we will deal with the city again.
But this does put the fire out for now.
I mean, I don't have a problem on myself. I don't have a problem going with them, but I would also keep our eyes open for another firm.
Okay.
Well, I know it's probably going to be an easy transition because it sounds like a lot of people from Brewer's office are going with this group.
Yeah. I'm trying to find...
How many attorneys that were specialized in are...
All six of them.
Yeah, they represent special districts and ports. And
they have, they also in here, it lists, they basically have a description of the firm, and then it lists our people, and it gives a bio on every single attorney. And they're pretty, I mean, they a lot of experience, 28, 22, 25 years.
Well, I think this is an immediate fix.
Yeah.
I think so too. To be honest, I
thought we got lucky stumbling into it because I didn't know anybody at the Port of Umpqua. They have a new, it used to be Charmaine or something, right? And now it's this guy named Scott, and I just called him and said, I'm with the Port of Syosin. This is what we're doing. And he said, this is who I would use, and then we contacted them, and then they brought in, they were slow in responding to us because of the conflict issue, and they sent us an email about it.
This must be, one of them is Mark A. Wolf.
Yeah, I think that's his son.
Yeah, he graduated the bar in 2015, so.
Yeah, this is what they sent. I mean, I don't, did we share this email with the group? Says the delay in getting these documents out to you is a result of our representation of the city of Florence. We anticipate future conflicts and want the port to be well aware of that. If and when they arise, we'll need a conflict waiver for each project signed by the port and the city, and we'll likely either need to represent only the city or neither client to the extent the conflict is not waivable. We do represent a number of overlapping clients, and realize that this isn't ideal, but it ends up working out pretty well for most entities and can actually save money to the extent, and on the rare occasion, we're ethically allowed to represent both clients. If the port decides it would like to retain our firm, Given this complication, please have the authorized representative sign the engagement letter and scan a copy back to our office. If you have any questions, please contact Gary. And I don't think that is in your packet, is it?
Not that email.
That was an email that they sent to Kelly once.
And I had forwarded that to Brewer, and he didn't think it was a big deal.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that. So let's get it in front of Brewer. But I'm with you guys. I'm like, they could be a good fit for us, but it'd be kind of nice just to have our own.
Yeah.
Where we don't ever have to worry about that.
Well, it gives us time to find it.
Yeah. Because right now we don't have anybody, right? I mean, technically.
Elcock, basically, for SDAO with questions.
So do we ready to take action on it tonight and go ahead and...
Yeah, I think SDAO isn't going to help us. That's just going to be on policy and procedures.
Risk management and employee questions.
But if we had some sort of... We would have no attorney record.
No.
I think we do need to take action. Does this require a motion? Or just an authorization for Dave to engage?
An authorization, we might as well.
We should vote.
Yeah.
I think for the record.
Have you got a motion?
So what would be the form of the motion that we select the public? Okay, let's see, what tab? Let me get the name of yours.
Select the firm of
Local Government Law Group as our attorneys of record. I think that would be
okay, motion's been made. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded. Any discussion before we vote? Hearing none. Dale? Bill?
Aye.
Dale?
Yep.
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
Craig? Mike?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Yes. Passes unanimously.
And we know it's a work in progress. We're going to see how it's working out.
Yeah. I'll throw this out there. After our employee discrepancies that we had, I read back through all the bylaws, everything, and I stand corrected. I don't have power by myself, but I do know what I do have power in, and I advise every one of us to read them. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that sometimes goes by the wayside, and I'm not going to try.
Well, I'll accept your apology. No, never mind.
Well, I am apologizing, but... I misconstrued that because the manager does have the power to act on his own as long as he brings it to our attention. So, that being said, I do apologize to the board, to the commissioners.
I don't need it. I appreciate it.
And I never would have done that anyway, but I actually thought maybe there was something, but I read through them. And I think it's a good read for everybody.
Well, see, I'm a lawyer. I practice on the weekends, although I've never passed the bar. No, I just...
Okay, moving on.
So, that Alan Ercolani with the play structure had sent me an email. He wanted to follow up to see if how everybody felt about that play structure. And I told him that I had been out of the office for a little while, but the feeling that I was getting when we did meet with him that nobody was really sure about, you know.
Well, I hate to give up that space is my problem, I think. But I mean...
Well, I had asked him, I said, I wasn't sure. I would run it by you guys. And if there was any other option besides a place structure, and he kind of got me, kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because his response was, I understand... They were concerned about the boat play structure for a few reasons. Therefore, the play structure in the last email meets all the safety requirements and offers excellent replacement feature for the boat currently on the lawn. I never thought we had that discussion. You said there's potential injury liability is a valid concern. Therefore, as an option, I would suggest removing the existing boat structure that is currently on the waterfront. The boat has multiple rusted areas and exposed rusted metals that could injure a child and a large hole in the top part of the boat.
Oh, so he's critical of the Nelson Log Bronc.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that Bronc was never intended to be a play structure. It's a historical.
I've got a personal relationship with that log wall. I used to sell the instrumentation when I was 40 years ago, when I was, before I went into designing embedded controls, I used to sell controls to that Nelson Log Brock there in Coos Bay. So, but my biggest concern is you put a structure out there right now, and we have, you know, we've had people come to us and wanted to utilize that piece of property out there. Remember talking about a micro? Well, you put a play structure out there now. Then to come later on and remove it because you've got another customer or somebody else that wants to use that. So, I mean, you're in for a firestorm because suddenly people consider that's part of a permanent facility for that stretch of Old Town down there. But I don't know. That's just.
Well, I agree on one hand, but it's our property. If we don't want the play structure there, we're going to tear it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's always the politics of it.
There's always the politics, and that's why you've said you got to have big shoulders to sit here and worry about someone yelling at you for taking out their play structure.
Yeah.
The Nelson Log Bronc, I'd like to see some sort of plaque out there saying what it is. Most people walk by it, they have no idea.
Yeah, they was using the mill pond to push around.
My wife didn't know that. I mean, we went down and looked at it, and it is getting some rust holes, and there's some areas of concern with it.
Okay.
I mean, it's to the point we either need to fix some of them holes, because I could see my grandson sticking his finger in the rust hole and cutting himself.
Okay.
All over around the sides.
So we need to do some...
We need to clean it up and
But it is a historical part of Oregon's lumber
industry.
Yeah.
It's a more historical part of our port.
And I think that's what it was intended for, is just a piece of art, more or less. It was.
But people need to know that thing. They used to push logs around. That's why they call it a log bronc, and they'd push logs around mill ponds.
Yeah.
My concern with it, it's a nice piece of property down there. But I've watched when we've had tents in there with all of the different vendors. I like that concept where you pull community in for that type of a thing, and you're limiting how many and what you could put in there. And I'm not necessarily risk averse to a play structure. I've had them everywhere, but my question is how many kids are going to be down there?
My daughter chastised me for not having a better play structure down there for her kid to come down here and play on. You know, after I said I wouldn't let my grand, she said, oh yeah, he needs something to do down there. You know, so
I told Jake to go over to take Violet over to what's that place over Miller Park?
Miller Park.
Oh, Miller Park has that big
it's got a huge one over there. I you know, I'm
because you can keep the druggies away.
Well, that's true, too.
They patrol Miller Park pretty good.
Yeah. I guess, you know, there's value to it. I think we got to weigh what's the value of that in relationship to what could be done there if it wasn't there.
Well, I think there's actually hookups out there for a food wagon.
There is. There's that... At that end, that's the only place we do have hookups, and that's where, you know, during 4th of July, Watermelon Festival, and sometimes they bring in the radio station, that's where everybody's plugged into the utilities right there.
You know, if we're talking, I personally think it's a dead issue for me. It doesn't make sense one way or the other. But if we're talking about the potential of what could be done on poor property. You've got that building over there that we have all of our shop in. That's a visual piece of property to the port, connected to Old Town. And I think it would be better served, and I don't know what we do, but I think it would be better served if we were to figure out some kind of marketing on that. for some kind of entity. I know that there was a microbrewery looking at it one time, but I think it would be worth our time to just investigate what could go in there.
Well, the problem we have is where do we put the staff? They use that building,
but
pretty much all of it.
But I think for the cost of a metal structure, putting it back here, where it's somewhat out of sight, where you've got that as a very visual property, to me that makes sense. In
that is a valuable piece of property, and we could let the marketplace know that it was available for a leasehold improvement. A leasehold similar to what Moe's and ICM, but we need to find somebody that would help us shop it. But David, you and I were looking at this piece of property right behind you.
Yeah, that's
for a shop.
That would be the only other piece that I can think of would be back here.
Yeah, but yeah, I think if we could get another shop located now, there's another chance, and I think it's only a chance. Homes for Good, which bought that baseball field when they bought it out from under us when we were trying to buy it, and we were bidding against it. I had public dollars. That's why we didn't get it. I mean, the market value was a bit. Anyway, I looked at their map of what they're going to build, and there's a little triangular piece right on the corner there, right near, what was it, bus cleaning? What did they do? Did they clean the buses there on that pull-through and on that corner, David?
Well, if you're talking about where the asphalt is there, I think that was a bus cleaning station,
yeah,
right there.
They used to pull through there in Washington.
But where the grassy area is to the west, right between that area and that trailer park, I don't know that there was ever anything there.
But it is a separate tax lot, and that tax lot is not incorporated in Homes for Good's overall plan, but it would be a big enough parcel and closely coupled to us if we could buy the lot and put the shop and maybe the port offices on that corner. If we sketch it out and it looks like it's a big enough footprint to do it. And I've got the cards of the people that are ramrodding the project for Home for Good, and I often thought, and they're out scrambling for dollars right now trying to put the package together to fund it. And again, that tax lot was not incorporated in their overall. It looks like it's surplus property. They bought the whole thing. I think it's just an off chance that we might be able to purchase it from. Don't know.
I'm not so sure we'd want an off-site though.
Okay,
I mean, look at the pros and cons. Then we got people. It's too far to walk. They're driving to the shop.
Well, then, yeah, and I agree with you. So what? We focus in and find a place to put it here on our side.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm just throwing an idea out. I'm not saying we have to do anything, but I think it would be well worth our time to investigate. Is it feasible? From the time we moved here, I come down and I look at that blue building and I'm thinking, what is that? Sapp had a bunch of stuff in there one time. It just seems to me that where it's located, it could be utilized differently.
Oh, it's prime property.
Yeah, it's just an idea.
Then we have to remember what our mission is to provide support for all the other businesses here. And
economic development.
Yep.
Yeah, and, I mean, I guess my question is, how big a shop do you need?
I think what they have is about...
You're
going to fold picnic tables now?
100 by 50.
You need more in a carport.
Yeah.
Well, back here near...
Behind us back here, there'd be plenty of room for...
There would be?
Back there, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, in that case, we would keep this office, and the shop would be adjacent to this office, which would give us good access. We wouldn't have, like you said, Terry, we wouldn't have to travel on public roads or anything.
I see that as being a drawback.
Well, it'd be awful hard to do check-ins. We kind of have to. This is so nice having our office right here where people come in, we check them in and out.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to move this. I think this is too central to everything you're doing.
We see if we can. But I like the long-term goal of seeing what we can do with to develop the blue building.
So what are we going to do about the playground?
Yeah.
Let's go back and finish that one, okay?
What's your pleasure, Craig?
I'm not a big fan of it.
I'm not either. It's not that I'm horribly against it, but it's not what I'd like to see there.
I could let it go by the wayside as well.
I can let it go.
Okay.
You know, it's just one more thing we're going to have to maintain, and regardless, we're going to have to do.
And insure.
Yeah. Yes.
I think I would say table it indefinitely.
Just be right up front with them.
I agree with
our best interest.
I agree with Commissioner Dale. And I think, Chair, I think you got a consensus that we just let it go by the wayside. Thanks, but no thanks, kind of, right?
That seems to be the general consensus. No motion needed, just thank you, but no thank you.
Can I ask a question? Have we ever done a comprehensive plan as far as development? I mean, I'm new to this, so I would assume we have.
We've done a five-year plan. It's expired right now.
No, I think
it's... Is it still?
We're still good, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we're on our second year.
Until 2026.
Yeah, we just did it, right?
It wasn't too long ago.
We have to have that.
Strategic business plan.
A strategic business plan. It puts out our long-term goals of improvement.
Right.
One of them is the retaining wall for the seawall.
Right.
Which, how are we doing on that? Nothing.
but it didn't contain a schematic. You're talking about a schematic and overall.
Well, no, I'm talking about it. Basically, a business plan of what you're looking at long term.
It has that in it. There's a component for that. Yeah. Where do we find that document? We get to him so he can see it.
I can get a copy of it. I've got copies.
Okay.
I can send it to you.
Yeah, because it was a lot of work to get that put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember the meetings with those people? That was back in...
Gives you insight.
It was all Zoom.
Gives you some history to it. So.
It was painful.
Yeah.
But necessary.
Now that you remind me, it was.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they explained to me is it's necessary when we go after our... funding,
like money,
where things are prioritized.
If you got it in your strategic business plan, it's going to make your funding look like, oh, yeah, we're helping you complete this.
Right. Kind of, I was asking.
Yeah, so I think we're covered there, I guess, for a couple more years, and you're probably right. I think as far as the existing boat out there, I'd like to have something tell me what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people walk by that, and they'd walk over and read about it. Another thing is that set of scales you got out here, stuff like that. Put it out there, show people.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know, that's a cool piece of history.
And I think following up on your statement might not be a bad thing, just liability-wise, to do some patching on it.
It surprised me. It's pretty well worn. You can tell the kids have been all over it, believe it or not. But there are just a few rust holes in it that they can stick their finger, a couple of them, put your hand into.
We had painted it a couple of years ago.
What about a little bit of Bondo on it?
Okay.
I think buy a can of Bondo and spread that.
Sure.
Let it harden up so they can't stick their finger in there and call it a day. It's either that or fiberglass, but Bondo would look good.
Well, you mix the Bondo.
Or what's that other stuff we used to patch the commercial boats with that you could do underwater? What is that? I can't remember.
What?
That stuff worked good.
Yeah.
What is it? It's a
clay. Like that once clay. It mixes with water, it just sets up.
And you can use it underwater. You
got a hole in the bottom of your boat. You put her below there. Splash zone.
Can you still get it?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's it called?
Splash zone.
Oh, geez.
It's for commercial boats that have holes in it.
Yeah, it's like clay, and you'd get it wet, and it's hard as a rock. It's like an epoxy.
You should have it in your boat.
I can see that.
I think that's something you need to look We're into, whatever we use. Yeah. Let's try to make that.
No, it's
little...
great stuff, I'm telling you.
I know it for a fact.
Oh, yeah. Terry, I'm sure you used a bunch of it before.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. On wood boats? Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of them old wood boats, it's splashed on it.
Where are we on the... on our nearly derelict boat out here?
The one's gone. If you're talking about the Berea,
I don't think we're talking about that, are we?
That would be the only one that I know of.
Do you understand the situation with that?
Okay. But yeah, we've made headway with everything except that particular boat.
Have you had any fallout from raising the rates?
No, not that I know of. You?
No, I haven't heard anything yet.
What was the question, Terry? I haven't had fallout from the...
Raising the rates.
Oh, okay.
I
don't think anybody's going to say anything. Our rates are still cheaper than
good
anywhere, any other port that I know of.
I can guarantee you that our rates are cheaper than what the inflation rates are.
Yeah.
Okay, manager and commissioner reports. Dave, you have anything else you'd like to...
That's all I pretty much had to say. You know, we're... budget time is coming up a lot quicker than I thought it was, and so we've been... getting estimates again. And
but remember what we agreed to last year, that there's going to be a conference beforehand related to personnel costs and so forth. Didn't we?
So we get it in the budget instead of after the budget.
Yeah.
Get it in the budget instead of after the budget.
Yeah, if we don't, why would we give a raise if we don't budget for it?
Even though
we have money.
We always budget for a raise. It's always been in the budget.
Yeah, but we agreed that their sequence was wrong last year.
Yeah.
And that then there was going to be a conference with David in terms of what we would anticipate putting in that.
And honestly, the only reason that I have never put it to you guys that way in a budget meeting, because we've always had budget officers that have said you can't do that. No.
Well, not the specific individual, but that budget category, the overall budget category.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about people.
Yeah, no, but we've always put that.
That's kind of your metrics
in there, but I don't think we've discussed it.
We had one budget member that anytime you start talking about wages.
Oh, you're talking about Easy Ed.
No.
Oh, that was John.
No, Ed.
I didn't say any words.
Ed's wanted to discuss it, but he's been...
Well, he wanted to discuss individual compensation.
That should be the...
Which you can't do on a budget.
Yeah. No.
That should really fall back on him.
All right. So, okay.
Our next meeting, April. Any conflicts?
April 17th.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Hawaii that week, so
I feel sorry for you.
I know. I'm going to be on Kona.
Oh, that's a good week.
I'm going to have some of that good Kona coffee from that plantation up on the side of the hill.
Mike, you have anything?
I don't think so.
How are we done with the roof, Dave? Are we pulling back our...
Well, we're hoping that, you know, with the weather breaking, that all these contractors are going to start showing up now.
In other words, once we get into a warmer season?
Yeah, once we can get
We just can't find a contractor that's willing to put a roof on.
Oh, no, we have the contractor ready to go.
Oh, we
yeah,
do.
I thought we did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we agreed.
Just the weather was that particular time.
He's been kind of keeping up. We had a leak, and he told us that, you know, he'd do the repairs on the roof with the leak until, you know, the weather got better and he could do the job. But no, we do have the contractor in place.
I didn't remember that, but I guess we did select contractors.
Nothing else? Okay, meeting's closed.